Body language is very important in the dating world.
Totally.
That's why I'm always really good at body language when I go out on a date. Mm-hmm. I always write everything about me that they should know on my body in Sharpie, and I show up to the date naked. Body language. No, there's no question about who I am or where I'm coming from. They see everything right there out in the open.
I just picture you naked with a lot of insecurities scribbled all over yourself.
And that's good because they get to see everything about me.
Yeah.
Granted, I haven't had a date in a long time, and the last couple didn't end very well. Uh-huh. Didn't start very well. Yeah, cops were called. Anyway, they weren't understanding my body language, and that can be a problem. Yeah. Well, Brett, who's on the phone today for a second date update, got some bad advice from a dating blog, I guess.
Oh, no.
He thinks that his body might have got him in trouble. What's up, Brett? How are you?
Man. I'm good. How are you?
Dude, your body betrayed you, Brett?
Yes, I think so. Well, I should say that this dating blog betrayed me, I think.
Right. Well, we'll get to what your body did in a second. First, tell us about the girl you want to call today. What's her name?
Jenica.
Jenica. Okay. And where did you meet Jenica?
I met her on a dating app, and I've been able to go on a lot of first dates from the same app. And the problem is I've had trouble getting second dates.
Right.
Even though, you know, I'll think a first date goes well, and then it's like, I never hear from the person again.
Which I guess is why you're calling us, right? Because you're back in that same position.
Clearly, this is the place to call.
Yeah.
So I read this dating blog that said that it was good to try to initiate some sort of physical contact.
Okay, so you tackled her as soon as you saw her.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, I figured football was the way to go.
Yeah.
No, you know, but like, how do you do that without seeming creepy? So I'm like, trying to think, like, maybe I can read her palm or, like, touch her feet under the table.
What? I thought you were trying not to be creepy, man.
Well, I mean, think about it, though. Like, you know, you're just meeting someone.
Yeah.
I mean, what other ways are there to try to initiate that physical contact?
I don't know. Like, maybe you could do, like, a high five to start and then see where that goes, if it lingers at all.
Yeah. You do the high five, and when your hands touch, you interlock her fingers and you hold her hand there and stare into her eyes. We all know that.
You know, I don't understand why you have to touch someone.
Well, I think the idea behind the blog post was right, that it's like, that way, you know, there's a chemical connection and you can, like, feel that between the two people. There's, like, that spark. I mean, like, that makes sense to me. It just, the problem was that it was, like, in the back of my mind the entire time. So I feel like I was, like, 20% in the date, 80%, like, how do I touch this person without looking or feeling like a creep?
All right, that can put you in a very tough situation.
Oh my God.
So, how did you touch her? How did you touch her? I mean, sounds weird to say, but did you initiate some personal touching?
So yeah, so I was like, you know, let me do this. I actually did have to go to the bathroom, so I got up and I was like, okay, when I come back, I'm just gonna like put my hand on her shoulders and then, you know, like, say something charming or something, you know?
Can I ask real quick? Were you guys sitting at a table? Were you at the bar? Like,
we were sitting at a table.
Okay.
I guess come up behind her.
Oh.
And I know. So
how did that work for you?
Well, okay, so the first time I chickened out, and then I said I had to go to the bathroom when I didn't really have to, again, like, 15 minutes later.
Whoa.
And I decided to just come up behind her, and I just was like, guess who? And
your shoulders.
Yeah, so I tried to grab her shoulders, like, kind of gently, but as soon as we made contact, she, like, jumped, and so it was not ideal.
Okay, so you scared her.
I guess.
Yeah.
All right. And
kind of on purpose, kind of not.
Yeah.
Did it seem like she got over that, or was it weird from that point on?
Yeah, I mean, she laughed a little. It wasn't like, it didn't like derail the date.
Okay.
Like I said, I thought the date went really well, but maybe she had already like written me off. I'm not sure.
Okay.
And when you said guess who, it wasn't like deep in her ear and creepy, right?
Like guess who?
Mm-hmm.
It's your date.
Exactly.
No. It was nothing like that. I was really just trying to be friendly.
And how did things end? Did you get some physical touch there at the end?
There was a hug at the end. And
that's
it
good.
Was a nice hug. I mean, it wasn't like the longest lasting hug, but it was it was a hug, and it gave me the impression that, like, oh, okay, like, a second date is definitely in the works.
Cool. So, did you talk to her since? Have you texted, called?
I've tried texting, and I have not heard anything.
Have you tried texting her explaining that you didn't feel like you touched her appropriately or enough in the first date and you'd like a second chance at that?
No, I've not tried that. Okay. Although, if that's what you guys advise, I would probably not do it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're a smart man. All right, well, we'll play a song, come back, and then call her and get your second date update, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on.